Good morning. Our question today is, if somebody is in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema, or in the Kriya Shema itself, and hears Kaddish being said, what does he answer? Does he answer, like our first opinion, the seven words of Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam Olamei Almaya? Does he answer, like our second opinion, 28 words, all the way up to Da'amiram Be'alma? Or the third opinion that we saw, it's a total of 8 words. It's the basic 7 words of Yehi Shmei Rabba, and adding on the word Yisparach at the end. So the Beis Yosef discusses this issue, and he says, because it's a malachlokes, how much of the Yehi Shmei Rabba one should say when it comes to somebody being in the Birchas Kriyat Shema, or Kriyat Shema itself, lo ya'ane ela ad lo olmei olmaya, you should only answer back in the Kaddish the minimum amount, which is our first opinion, just the basic 7 words of Yehi Shmei Rabba and nothing else, because in fact, because we have three opinions, it could very well be that somebody who adds on more than the minimum amount, that could be a hefsek in his davening. So if you are in the Kriyat Shema, the Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you're adding on words that you should not be saying, that indeed could be a problem. So that's the psak of the Beis Yosef, that you only say the 7 words. Now, apparently, that could be the opinion of the Rizal as well. The Rizal in general said that you have to answer the full 28 words. That's our third opinion. That was the view of the Rizal, Al-Pi Kabbalah. You say all 28 words, all the way up to Damiran Belma, but it could be he didn't discuss our issue. How about if you're responding during the Kriya Shema, the Birkas Kriya Shema, maybe you should truncate it to the basic 7 words in that situation. Nonetheless, the Kaf HaChaim says that even the Arizal, even in the context of the Kriyat Shema and the Birkas Kriyat Shema, the Arizal would say that you continue to say all 28 words. You say all the way to Damiran Be'almama, and it doesn't matter whether you're answering in a normal situation to the Kaddish, or you're answering during the Kriyat Shema, you're answering during the Birkas Kriyat Shema, the Arizal would not distinguish, and indeed you would have to say the full thing. And he comes and explains that in general, when you have something that is not discussed in the Gemara, and our issue is not discussed in the Gemara, and it is subject to machlokis amongst the poskim, so in that situation, we follow the Kabbalah. When the Kabbalah is clear and there's no clarity in the strict halacha, then we follow the Kabbalah. And he explains as follows, V'kevin shedivrei kabbalah lo asu shum chiluk. And when it comes to the Kabbalah itself didn't distinguish at all. The Kabbalah simply said that we say all the way up to Damiran Be'ama, all 28 words, and there's a reason for it based on Kabbalah, that would apply regardless of the situation. So whether somebody is simply answering to the Kaddish at its normal place, or if he happens to be in the Kriyat Shema, the Birchas Kriyat Shema, and he's responding, it doesn't matter, I'll be Kabbalah, he should respond, and this is would be the Shita, the Arizal, explained by the Kaf HaChaim, that he should answer all 28 words. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we will see the psak of the Mishnah Brura on everything that we have discussed this week.